An irrigation district in eastern Washington's Yakima Valley is shutting off the water for 2 weeks because of drought. About $1 billion in crops are on the line. Anna King reports.
At a mini dam on an artificial river, the spigot is turning off. This is the main Rosa Irrigation District canal that draws water from high reservoirs. It has a gate that controls the flow of water. Federal water managers are slowly squeezing the water down. Engineer Chris Lynch explains.
What's happening today is Rosa Irrigation District is basically budgeting their water supply. They've decided to turn their water off for a portion of May to help save water for the hotter part of the season.
In more than 70 years, this is only the fourth time they've had to do this. Nearly 2,000 farmers on the Rosa will get less than half of their normal water this summer. In the world of water rights, they're what are called junior rights holders. It means they're near the back of the line, right next to the fish.
People I know have orchards on the Rosa, and we have some hopes for new projects that might help alleviate some of these things. But the way it is right now, we have to kind of cope and hope that the following year we recover.
To find out more, I meet with Rosa Irrigation District Manager Scott Revell. He shows me the massive irrigation district map that spans a giant counter. The district is 95 miles end-to-end. Revell says last week the water shortage really snapped into focus at a meeting he had for farmers. Afterward, the crowd didn't disperse. Farmers went outside and started cutting water deals over the hoods of their pickups, Revell says.
A lot of people were working their friends and neighbors, and in some cases even their relatives for, you know, what water could be obtained from where and for how much.
A bit downstream and down valley is where the smaller canal laterals stretch out to feed individual farms and fields. I found farmer Jim Willard at his dome house amid the vines. He was overseeing a dozen-man crew digging down to irrigation pipes along new apple tree rows. He just put in this expensive system last year, but they are already changing it. It's going from sprinklers to a highly precise drip line.
A lot of trouble.
It takes some work. Yeah, it's a significant amount of time and expense. One of those decisions I made for this year.
Willard thinks this new system will save about half of the water he would usually pour on these two-year-old apple trees. But this new, expensive system only covers 14 of his 500 acres. And in a year when everyone needs water here, a bit extra to get by is going to get expensive, he says. Normally, a farmer on the Rosa pays about $130 to cover an acre with 3 feet of water. Now, the district is offering $500 for just 2 feet, and there aren't many takers.
There's a lot more cost going into this year than a normal water year, and you're worried about what's your bottom line going to look like at the end of the year.
Some farmers likely won't make it through this summer's test. For now, managers and farmers alike are counting down the days without water for the Rosa. Their eyes often scan the horizon, anxious for gathering clouds. In the Yakima Valley, I'm Anna King.